American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. The White House says American teacher Mark Fogel has been released by Russia. President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, left Russian airspace with Fogel today. Trump National Security Advisor Michael Walls says the U.S. and Russia negotiated an exchange but did not say if the U.S. released anybody in return. Fogel was arrested in August of 2021 at a Russian airport for being in possession of drugs, which family and supporters said was medically prescribed marijuana. President Trump is not backing down from a plan to take over Gaza in a meeting with a key Arab ally. Here's Fox's Jared Halpern.
Jordan's King Abdullah says his country is taking in 2,000 children from Gaza in need of medical care, but is not signing off on a proposal from President Trump for nearly 2 million Palestinians to resettle in Jordan, Egypt, and other countries in the region.
I think the point is how do we make this work in a way that is good for everybody? Right. And obviously, we have to look at the best interests of the United States, of the people in the region, especially to my people of Jordan.
Abdullah says Saudi Arabia is hosting a summit with Egypt and other regional partners on a proposal to respond to President Trump's plan for a U.S. takeover of Gaza. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The New York Post says Good Morning America host George Stephanopoulos is miserable after being forced to apologize following the President Trump fiasco, and staffers are already speculating about who may replace him. Stephanopoulos has been rumored to be leaving, according to multiple network sources, since ABC News parent Disney agreed to settle a defamation suit in December over the anchor insisting on air that Trump was found liable for rape instead of sexual abuse in a lawsuit by journalist E. Jean Carroll. As part of Disney's deal with Trump, the former Democrat operative was forced to issue an apology. The Department of Justice announced it is forming a new task force to combat anti-Semitism. AFN's Bronson Woodruff has more.
This is part of President Trump's executive order on additional measures to combat anti-Semitism. A news release from the department says its first priority will be to root out anti-Semitic harassment in schools and on college campuses. Editor-in-Chief of Campus Reform, Zachary Marshall, Ph.D., said in an interview with AFN he's happy to see this.
I think there's two important aspects to it. One is that the creation of this task force gets at the root problem we saw with the anti-Semitism wave during the Biden administration, which was that Democrats refused to accept and to confront anti-Semitism that comes from the far left. That is not to ignore what comes from the far right, but you cannot solve Jew hatred in this country if you do not recognize it and confront it in all its iterations.
The Justice Department says the new task force will be coordinated through the department's Civil Rights Division. Marshall said he believes this will be a viewpoint-neutral way to record, log, track, and prosecute anti-Semitic incidents against all people who commit them, no matter what their political ideology is.
The country needs to understand that Jew hatred and violence against Jews does not just come from Nazis. It also comes from far-left extremists who are Marxist and communists at heart. It happens at both sides of the spectrum.
The Justice Department says if you've been discriminated against, you can file a complaint with the Civil Rights Division at civilrights.justice.gov. I'm Bronson Woodruff.
Texas Scorecard says measures have been filed this state legislative session to bring the Ten Commandments and prayer into Texas schools. One measure would require a public elementary or secondary school to display in a conspicuous place in each classroom a durable poster or framed copy of the Ten Commandments. Another measure would permit all public and charter school operators to adopt a policy requiring their schools provide students and employees an opportunity to participate in a period of prayer and Bible reading or other religious text each school day. If you're in the South, you'll want to keep that umbrella handy. Fox Weather says a prolonged period of heavy rain is unfolding across the South and Southeast. Fox Weather's Britta Merwin.
Meanwhile, East Texas, Louisiana, kind of your typical setup for flash flooding. You got to watch the low-lying spots, and you have time after time, hour after hour of rain that's in
over
the forecast.
See more news at AFN.net.